من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن يشاقق الرسول من بعد ما تبين له الهدى ويتبع غير سبيل المؤمنين نوليه ما تولى ونصله جهنم وساءت مصيرا. These two verses we will be discussing, they contain great, very, very valuable, important matters, very pertinent to our times. Quran Sharif is relevant to all times, all the time. However, it is very pertinent to our times and we should take great lesson from it. This is the last ayat of the second ruku, and for this one instance that had happened, Allah had revealed two full rukus in order to explain this situation and this matter. Yeah, however, at the end, Allah Ta'ala explains that you Muslims know what the religion is. Even a person who's not an alim, he's just an ordinary Muslim, but he knows what Islam is. Like, for example, he knows that photography is haram, Islam, intermingling of sexes, man, woman to mix, is not permitted. Music is not permitted. Things relating to interfaith things, going to worship in churches, etc., and allowing non-Muslims to come and worship in a masjid. All these things, lesbianism, homosexuality, all these things are totally taboo and haram in Islam. So yeah, in this ayat Allah explained that those people who go against these things and they bring a new type of Islam and they follow now a way which is not the way of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, not the way of the Muslims, they have a sunnat wal jamaat, a complete new way. For such people, Allah Ta'ala says, in which the wrong direction they have gone, we leave them to go in that direction. Also implying thereby that what proofs they present, we leave that proofs also with them. They make themselves happy that we are on the right, we are doing the right thing, this modern Islam, etc. And finally Allah says, we throw them headlong into the fire of Jahannam, and it's a very bad destination, the fire of Jahannam. So therefore a person should be very, very careful and what he is doing, who he is associating with, and who he is following. So Allah says, وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ الرَّسُولِ, or جو کوئی مخالف تو مخالفت کرے رسول کی, whoever will oppose the ways of the Rasul. Rasul, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has clearly told that I had never ever touched any other strange woman, not shaking hands with her, not touching her in any way. That photography was right out of the question, and all the other things that were made haram. But those who go now opposite to that way, مِن بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى, جَبْكَئِ خُلْ جُوْكِ اُس پر سِیدِ رَا. In fact, after the clear path that opened on him. Also, we notice very clearly that all these people who are following all these new deviated ways, they themselves were following the old correct ways. And so they knew what was the correct things, and they had the correct ways of Islam had come to them, and they practiced and followed that way. But after that, وَيَتَّبِ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, or چلے سب مسلمانوں کے راستے کے خلاف. But then after that they started treading the path which is the opposite of the Muslims. That is the path of the non-Muslims, the path that is against Islam. Following that path. And this also we see clearly, exactly as the ayat depicts it, like that it has played out in front of our eyes. Then for those people Allah says, نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّا, جہاں ان کو حوالہ کریں گے اس کو وہی طرف. And then we leave them on that way. And they find also their own illogical, wrong reasoning to prove themselves right. We leave them like that. Let them make themselves happy that we are in the right, but they are completely in the wrong. And finally, when they will go to the Akhirat, وَنُسْلِيهِ جَهَنَّمْ وَأُسْكُوا اِخْتِيَارَتْهِ تُدَعَلِمِيَ هَمْ أُسْكُوا دُوْزَحْمِ. Then we will throw them headlong into the fire of Jahannam. وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا. اور بہت بری جگہ پہنچنا ہے. And the fire of Jahannam is the most evil destination. The most terrible destination a person can get to is to the fire of Jahannam. Imam Shafi'i, rahmatullah alayhi, on the basis of this ayat, proves that the ijma of the ummah, that is the consensus of the ummah, is also a shar'i proof. And as the ayat of the Quran is binding upon the ummah, and the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is binding on the ummah, in the same way the ijma, the consensus of the ulama, is also binding. All the whole ulama were united on the fact that photography is haram, that intermingling of sexes is haram, that homosexuality is haram, lesbianism is haram. All these things, the whole ummah were united on this fact. And now that people are going against that and are trying to prove it correct and trying to find the proofs of it in the Quran Sharif, which is changing the teachings of the Quran Sharif, all that is totally wrong. And for that, the science explains it, depicts it so clearly. And this is also one of the miracles of the Quran Sharif, that it was revealed 1400 years ago. But what is happening today, it appears that the ayat was just revealed today for this occasion. And it depicts all these things, what wrong things have been done, and explains how the wrong is being perpetrated, what the consequences are, and what the terrible end result will be. So may Allah Ta'ala connect us with the Quran, with the righteous people, and save ourselves from Jahannam. For us, our families, our children. Today, in many cases, the women folk prefer all these modern things, going out, having a free type of life, or the children are very vulnerable, especially at schools, whatever type of schools it might be, or at universities, etc. The workplace, all those places, the person is very vulnerable to all these terrible attacks on his iman and his life of the Akhirat. And if we are not on our guard and we fall prey to these evils, then the terrible consequences in the qabr, and that will remain till the day of Qiyamah. And if it has to be after that Jahannam, then that will be forever and ever. So may Allah let us become conscious of our iman, what our practices are, and are we following the true original Islam, or are we following some modern, watered down Islam that suits the times and suits the non-believers of the times, and we go along with them. We should be very careful and check ourselves, not just carry on with the flow and we just be happy that everything is in order. We should be very careful and check out, because mort can come to any person any time, and then it is this eternal life of the Akhirah. May Allah guide us to righteousness. Let us see the truth as truth and the falsehood as falsehood, and follow the truth and stay away from all the falsehood. Wa akhiru da'wana.